time for the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should not repeat gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, we're dishing. Colin Jost shared a funny story about searching for Scarlett Johansson's lost it's her engagement ring, but, you know, part of her wedding ring set.
And I looked through 12 dumpsters of trash, and then I went back to the house, and she said, oops, it was in my pocket.
How many times has that happened to you? You think you lose something, and there it is in your pocket. A marketing firm says Taylor Swift brings $1 billion in publicity to the NFL. Even when she was booed at the Super Bowl, it was good for business because it kept the conversation going. The trailer is out for Nicole Kidman's new Amazon thriller, Holland. It's giving off Stepford Wives vibes.
Sometimes in life, you just gotta follow the clues wherever they take you.
Jesus. Oh, Nancy, don't sneak up on me like that.
Get down. This comes out. Our life is ruined.
What do you think is gonna happen?
Actions have consequences.
It looks really creepy. I don't get it. I mean, she already made a really bad remake of Stepford Wives, so we'll see. Anyway, it's called Holland, and it premieres March 27th on Prime Video. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's dog, Hobbs, sadly passed away. He paid tribute with George Strait's song, What's Going On in Your World? Is that appropriate? I don't know. Kate Hudson reveals she regrets turning down the Devil Wears Prada. What?
That was a bad call. And it was like a timing thing, and I couldn't do it. And I should have like made it happen, and I didn't.
Yeah, you should have, girl. An Ozzy Osbourne documentary called No Escape From Now will debut on Paramount Plus later this year. It's about Ozzy dealing with his health issues as he prepares for his final concert. And Halle Berry says she's tired of being the only Black woman to win Best Actress at the Oscars.
I knew it was bigger than me, right? I hope this year someone stands next to me this year. I hope it happens because I'm tired of occupying that space alone. I hope this is the year, right? But even if it's not, I was chosen in that moment to be a beacon of possibility.
Yeah, she says she's tired. Well, somebody else is kind of tired. Bill Belichick went viral for attending a UNC basketball game with his girlfriend, and he was falling asleep. And Melanie Lynskey from Yellow Jackets, who is a white New Zealander, went on the show Finding Your Roots and discovered she's related to Questlove of the Roots.
Not to bring that up, because I'm trying to avoid talking about it. Very interesting, very tenuous connections.
That was from something else. I'm just being cutesy. Okay, dirt alert. Oh, as if you didn't already know, this was unseemly. Justin Baldoni's legal team is opposing Blake Lively's request for heightened protections in their ongoing legal dispute, arguing that Lively had already publicized the harassment allegations. Lively's team, meanwhile, cited threats and violent messages that she and her supporters had received, seeking protections against privacy violations and potential witness intimidation. Wow. That thing has gone completely off the rails. Like, you can't even see the rails from that thing anymore. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.